Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting ninth. The catcher, Alan Ashby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Stan Thomas. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Hughes. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball four. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes fires to first and picks off Spikes. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heil throws the ball into Smalley, who tags Ashby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy bunts towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ashby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Ashby reaches second base with a double. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Bergmeier. Ashby moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. Heil hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Randall reaches second base with a double. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. Randall moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ashby hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bergmeier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bostock strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Duffy steals third. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Cardi strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Randall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bostock moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva pinch hits for Bob Randall. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.